Han. You are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM Portland. And today we are, of course, celebrating National Love Your Pet Day. It's just one day to take a moment to celebrate our animal friends, our animal allies, our animal buddies that actually help us a lot in our journeys, in our human journeys. And this morning we have Delphine Crescenzo, who was, if you don't know, maybe you are aware, she was station manager and one of the real star mentors here at the station, you know, that have provided, she has provided so much support. And anyway, this is not about you, Delphine, it's about our animal buddies. But come on, just tell us your thoughts right now about the value of our animal friends.
Hi, Ender. Thank you so much for having me and asking me this very important question. I believe that, animals are a gift. And when we are lucky enough to actually build a relationship with animals, I think we get an insight into a different world, into their world, into their way of seeing and knowing. And I feel like that's a tremendous, you know, gift that nature is giving us, to be able to communicate not with just with our species, but also with others. And I feel that, you know, pets play that a lot, you know.
Yeah, and I'm sure you have an important, interesting, and beneficial story about, well, animals, right? So who you want to talk to? Who do you want to talk about right now?
Well, that's a good question. Well, so I think that I have definitely several animals in my life. And I think that I want to use this opportunity to talk about Maha, because Maha's gone. I don't know where he is. I hope he is okay somewhere. But Maha is an amazing cat, and he is a Bengal cat. And he has a sister whose name is Kala, who is still with me. And Maha was just an incredible spirit. I think that, sometimes animals come into our lives for a reason. And they actually know what we are going through. You know, as I was saying earlier, they have capacities to sense things that that we don't, you know. So so I think that sometimes we end up, in situations with pets where they can see before we see or before we know what's going on deep inside of our souls. And that's kind of how I felt with that boy. He was he wasn't my pet in the beginning. He was brought into my life by my ex-partner, and when he first acquired my ex-partner, when he first got Maha and Kala, he had a hard time with Maha. They're Bengal cats, so first of all, they are a very interesting breed. If you are actually looking for a chill cat, a Bengal cat is not for you. Bengal cats are definitely active cats. I would almost qualify them as dogs. They're definitely like are about the prowl. They like to be with their group. They're very vocal, and they're just very, very interesting cats. But I'd never been around cats like this before, and so my ex-partner just thought that Maha was just very a hard-headed cat that was just like wanting to do his own thing. But it turns out, in fact, that he was just very scared, and he was just feeling, somewhat disoriented from his new life. And I feel that I was able then to provide a little bit of like, mother love for him, help him feel a little safer. But, you know, despite the fact that he was maybe a little stressed out about this human life that we were living and him not really understanding what it was, he also had this very, you know, deep capacity to be connected to the wild. And I feel that every interactions that I had with him just help, you know, just bring me a little closer to what it is to be a wild being. You know, examples would be, you know, Maha was just the very, like, the loudest purr you could think of. It's just really amazing because he would just look like he is doing his own thing, but then you come and just scratch him and he would start purring, like, so loud. I've never heard a cat purr louder than this, and I've been around a lot of cats. But then, one day, unfortunately, he decided to walk and go. I don't know what happened to him. I hope he is okay. But if that's okay, I'd like to read a poem that I wrote for him.
Oh, please do. Please do share with us your poem about Maha on this day, National Love Your Pet Day.
Okay, I might get emotional. So this is Ode to Maha Boy. My loudest purr, my curious, adventurous boy. How much I will miss drying you up when you come home drenched at 3 a.m. How much I will miss you bobbing head, loving the caresses. My kisser, my awkward climber, my tall boy. How much I will miss you stretching your body on the pillow or across the couch. How much I will miss the sound of your voice. My sharp-fanged rabbit hunter. How much I will miss the depth of your stare. How much I will miss seeing you play with Kala and Pumpkin and cuddle with Thumper. My sweet Maha boy. No matter where you are Mama's boy. And I will love you, always.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Delphine. I think that many people would feel some sort of kinship to these emotions. A lot of people don't know that the type of bond that can be formed between a person and an animal can be so grand, even if it's just, you know, it hasn't been too long, that it can cause... it can cause these type of emotions, you know, when they decide to just pack up their bags and leave. So I'm really glad that you're able to share this with us. Who else? I think there is another being. I think there is at least one other being that you would like to talk about. I think his name starts with a T. I'm not sure. Please tell us about Thumper.
Well, Thumper love is the love of my life. I decided a couple years ago to adopt a dog, and I got very lucky because one of my friends, Brooklyn, was raising Thumper, and she was looking for a home for him. And I got very lucky to be connected with Thumper because it was my first time actually owning a dog myself. I did have a few dogs when I was growing up, but I was not the main caregiver. And also the dogs were outside. So, you know, whenever you spend 24/7 with a dog versus, you know, when the dog is partially, you know, living outside, you form just different bonds, you know. And Thumper is just an incredible soul. He is just the softest, sweetest baby there is. And I feel tremendously lucky to have him. Because at this point, I consider him my child. He brings, you know, a lot to my life. He also challenges me to be a better person every day for myself and for others. So, yeah, I mean, I would encourage anybody who is on this National Pet Day thinking about adopting to take that very, to give it a thought, a serious thought. But also, as you know, it's also a lot of responsibility to have a being that counts on you all the time. So, you know, give it some deep thought if you are wanting to adopt. Take it seriously. I hope on this day maybe some folks can give some advice. Yeah, so just being realistic about, you know, what you can give, I think an animal is very important. But also, are you ready to receive, I think is what I would say. Maha and Kala ended up coming into my life because, you know, I don't mean to be judgmental, but I believe that maybe my ex-partner had underestimated what were the needs of cats, and specifically Bengal cats in this particular case. And, you know, so yeah, be realistic and do some research, I would say, before. But then if you find the right animal for you, and it doesn't have to be a cat or a dog. I think lots of folks are into reptiles. I definitely enjoy reptiles. I also, you know, folks are into rodents, rabbits, you know, all those kinds of things. You know, fish, even, you know, my thing about fish is, you know, like it's hard for me to see them in a small ball, but you know, and I think that's part of the challenge also that I'm having. My desire in having animals, being around animals, is actually to feel wilder, to be more connected to my wild side, because I know I'm an animal. You know, it's like the human society, Homo sapiens society in which we live, is trying to pretend we're something else. But really we are. And so, like, so I enjoy challenging myself to be more like them. And so I don't raise my animals the conventional way that people raise them. For example, my dog is always off leash. And that has taken a little bit of creativity in talking to people and in going places, you know. But I think most people are really amazed by this. And my dog just behaves so beautifully, you know, that there's just never any issues. But some people are afraid also. So, you know, it's like you need to consider a little bit of everything in living in this society. But it is tough, you know. So as I'm trying to get wilder, you know, I definitely also feel pulled away from Homo sapiens society, you know. But thankfully, you know, like, yeah, the animals help with that.
Wow, that's a wonderful perspective. That's a wonderful perspective. And I don't think a lot of people have heard somebody saying that, you know, that they're being pulled away from Homo sapiens society. Because I think a lot of people feel like that. I felt like that myself on many occasions. So it's just wonderful to hear a perspective, Delphine. And would you like to share with us some last thoughts, more on the philosophical end of things, about the value of the animal beings in our lives in this crazy upside down world that we live in, that is completely abnormal. It's become normalized to all of us to live with so many pressures and things and wars and a racial hierarchy managing everything and all this nastiness that it's everywhere. Tell us about, like, philosophically speaking, the value of the animal beings in this journey of not going insane and trying to be a human. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, this is again what I was saying, which is like we ourselves are animals. So in order to not become insane in this society, I have found that, you know, what helps me is to be grounded in what's real, and my connection with my animals are real. My connections with, you know, plants and other, you know, tree beings, you know, as well as Homo sapien beings like you. I love you, Ender. But it's, and Zoe too. I love you, Zoe Boo. You want to come up, pretty girl? So I think that animals are just more than animals. You know, I think we call them animals because we're just trying to divide, you know, it all. But they are just other beings, you know. And I think that if we find a way to be closer to them, then we find a way to be closer to who we are. I mean, I don't know, for me, at least that is what I have found, what has happened to me. And yeah, the closer I become to Thumper, but also to my cats, Pumpkin Pie and Calla Girl and the Mist Maha Boy, then I think that I become, as I say, I become a better Homo sapien, actually, for being close to animals. Yeah, they help with, you know, I think like that is the key. The key is that they're just reminding us that, you know, they're just reminding us that we are more than humans. We also are wild beings. And Thumper Love is kissing me right now. I love you, baby. And we are wild beings. That's just what we are. And the animals, what they do also is they really help us see the world through a different lens, because their senses are different from our senses. And if we only stop at what we can see, then, you know, we miss a lot. And, you know, animals, they smell, they hear in very, very different ways. And I think, like, if we connect with them, they also allow us to connect to more power inside of us. Because I become, when I take walks in the woods with my dog and my cats, I become more alert. I am just like a better Homo sapien from learning from them. So, yeah, they're important. They're essential. They are part of the cycle of life. They're just part of our kinship cycle. So, yeah, they are, and we are, and together we are.
Great. They are, we are, and together we are. And thank you, Delphine, for sharing your thoughts on this special day. And you know, the word animal means wonderful things. My favorite word in this language. And I rarely use the word pet. Rarely. I never use it. I'm only using it this one time because it's the name that they came up with. Yeah. But I rarely use that word. And these are our friends. So thank you, Delphine, for participating here during National Pet Day on KBOO 90.7 FM, your community radio of choice.